of May.
Hi everyone and welcome back. I'm Gosha from Year 5.
And I'm Ruby from Year 3. We're here with all the highlights from the final week before half term.
One of the biggest highlights was welcoming authors to BPA following from the Key Stage 2 visit of Jenny McClacken last Friday. This week, Key Stage 1 met author Abby Longstaff.
The children listened to one of her stories and even helped create a brand new adventure together involving Jack, Jill, snakes and dinosaurs too, which sounds very chaotic but very fun.
There's also a new reading project starting across the school where a family can help create BPA's own 100 books to read, list by sharing favourite books and recommendations.
Make sure to read the actual newsletter to add your books to the list.
Our eco team has also been out learning beyond the classroom during a visit to a solar farm at Five Oaks. They discovered how renewable energy works and even found out that there are more than 21,000 solar panels there. That's a lot of sunlight.
Meanwhile, Year 4 have had a brilliant time at Forest School, building shelters, solving problems and learning new skills outdoors. It looked like a week full of teamwork and adventure.
We also want to say well done again to Year 6 for completing the SAT. And a really kind movement in this week was when Year 6 treated the children in EYFS to their ice lollies to thank them for being so patient during SAT week.
At the Willows this week, we found out more about Mr. Kewan, who loves spending time outdoors and playing games with the children during after-school club.
And apparently, if he could have any superpower, he'd choose teleportation, so he could be anywhere at once, which actually sounds pretty useful at Willows.
There's also lots of exciting things coming up after half term. Don't forget our summer fun day on the 6th of June, choir events, trips and sports activities. So make sure you keep an eye on those diary aches. There's also information this week about a modular stage system the school is selling, which has previously been used for performances and community events. We don't need two in the school anymore, so if anyone would like more details, they can contact the school office. It's now been reduced to £2,000, so it's available at bargain price.
And finally, the newsletter also reminds us about BPA's golden rules, being ready, being respectful and being safe. These are a really important part of everyday life at our school and help everyone learn and work together positively. That's all from us this week.
Thanks for listening
and have a brilliant half term, everyone. Bye!